Bismillah, alhamdulillah. You're listening to Islam Always. Visit us on the internet at www.islamalways.com, where we're always open 24 hours a day and always plenty of free parking. Our program today deals with the subject of Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam, and it's entitled Muhammad A to Z. This is your host, Yusuf Estes, the National Muslim Chaplain. And for the next few minutes, we want to talk about Muhammad the Prophet, A to Z. Muhammad, peace be upon him, was nothing more or less than a human being. Yet he was a man with a noble mission, which was to unite humanity on the worship of one and only one, God. To teach them the way to honesty and upright living based on the commandments of Almighty God. He always described himself simply as a servant and a messenger of God. And so indeed, every action of his proclaimed exactly that. Let us begin. Chapter 1. Let's talk about what other people have said about Muhammad, peace be upon him. Those who are not Muslim, those who don't follow Islam, yet they are well acquainted with the true historical evidences of Muhammad. We could fill books, volumes, encyclopedias, and even libraries with the information that's been dedicated to presenting this picture of this great man. And we want to begin by talking about these 12 important individuals in world history and what they have had to say about Muhammad. Number 1, the complete and total biography of Muhammad has been totally and completely authenticated and has circulated among scholars around the world, starting while he was still alive and continuing up until today. One of the first examples we quote from is from the Encyclopedia Britannica, as it confirms, and we quote, regarding Muhammad. A mass of detail in the early sources shows that he was an honest and upright man who had gained the respect and loyalty of others who were likewise honest and upright men. Number 2, another impressive tribute to Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the very well-written work of Michael H. Hart, entitled The 100, A Ranking of the Most Influential People in History. He states that the most influential person in all history was Muhammad, peace be upon him, with Jesus, peace be upon him, being second. Let's examine his actual words. And we quote, "My choice of Muhammad to lead the list of the world's most influential persons may surprise some readers and may be questioned by others. But he was the only man in history who was supremely successful on both the religious and the secular level." This is in his book, The 100, A Ranking of the Most Influential People in History, published in New York by Hart Publishing, 1978, page 33. Number 3. While we were reviewing statements from famous non-Muslims about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we had to take in consideration this one from Laretin and his French work entitled The History de la Torique, published in Paris in 1854. This was out of volume 2, pages 276 to 277. We quote, "Philosopher, orator, apostle, legislator, warrior, conqueror of ideas, restorer of rational dogmas, of a cult without images, the founder of 20 terrestrial empires and one spiritual empire. That is Muhammad. As regards all standards by which human greatness may be measured, we may well ask, is there any man greater than he?" Number 4, and we read what George Bernard Shaw, the famous writer, says about Muhammad, and we quote, "He must be called the savior of humanity. I believe that if a man like him were to assume the dictatorship of the modern world, he would succeed in solving the problems in a way that would bring about much needed peace and happiness." This was published in 1936 in Singapore, entitled The Genuine Islam. Number 5, K.S. Ramakrishna Rao, an Indian Hindu professor of philosophy, writes in his booklet, Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam, the Perfect Model for Human Life, Professor Ramakrishna Rao explains his point by saying, and we quote, "The personality of Muhammad, it is most difficult to get into the whole truth of it. Only a glimpse of it can I catch. What a dramatic succession of picturesque scenes. There is Muhammad the prophet. There is Muhammad the warrior. Muhammad the businessman. Muhammad the statesman. Muhammad the orator. Muhammad the reformer. Muhammad the refuge of orphans. Muhammad the protector of slaves. Muhammad the emancipator of women. Muhammad the judge. Muhammad the saint. All of these magnificent roles. In all these departments of human activities, he is alike a hero." Number 6. What should we think about our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when somebody with worldly status, such as Mahatma Gandhi, speaks out on the character of Muhammad, peace be upon him? And this is what he says in his work called Young India. And we quote, "I wanted to know the best of one who holds today undisputed sway over the hearts of millions of mankind." He said, and we quote, "I wanted to know the best of one who holds today undisputed sway over the hearts of millions of mankind. I became more than convinced that it was not the sword that won a place for Islam in those days in the scheme of life. It was the rigid simplicity, the utter self-effacement of the Prophet, the scrupulous regard for his pledges, his intense devotion to his friends and followers, his intrepidity, his fearlessness, his absolute trust in God and in his own mission. These and not the sword carried everything before them and surmounted every obstacle. When I closed the second volume," he's speaking of the Prophet's biography, "I was sorry there was not more for me to read of this great life." Number 7. The English author Thomas Carlyle says in his book, Heroes and Hero Worship, and we quote, "How one man single-handedly could weld warring tribes and wandering Bedouins into a most powerful and civilized nation in less than 2 decades. Number 8. And Diwan Chand Sharma wrote in Prophets of the East, and we quote, "Muhammad was the soul of kindness, and his influence was felt and never forgotten by those around him." This was from Prophets of the East, published in Calcutta, India, in 1935, on page 12. Number 9. Speaking on the aspect of equality before God in Islam, the famous poetess of India, Sarojini Naidu, says, "It was the first religion that preached and practiced democracy. For in the mosque, when the call for the prayer is sounded and worshippers are gathered together, the democracy of Islam is embodied 5 times a day, when the peasant and the king kneel side by side and proclaim, 'God alone is great.' I have been struck over and over again by this indivisible unity of Islam that makes man instinctively a brother." This is from her work called Ideals of Islam, published in Madras, India, which today is known as Chennai. This was published in 1918. It's on page 169. Number 10, in the words of Professor Hogrunji, "The League of Nations, founded by the Prophet of Islam, put the principle of international unity and human brotherhood on such universal foundations as to show candle to other nations." He continues, and we quote, "The fact is that no nation of the world can show a parallel to what Islam has done towards the realization of the idea of the League of Nations." Number 11. Edward Gibbon and Simon Oakley, on the Profession of Islam, write in History of the Saracen Empires, and they begin by quoting the Creed of Islam, "I believe in one God, and Muhammad, an apostle of God, is this simple and invariable profession of Islam. The intellectual image of the deity has never been degraded by any visible idol. The honor of the prophet has never transgressed the measure of human virtues, and his living precepts have restrained the gratitude of his disciples within the bounds of reason and religion." This was published in London in 1870. It's on page 54 of History of the Saracen Empires. And finally, number 12, Wolfgang Goethe, perhaps the greatest European poet ever, wrote about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and he said, "He is a prophet and not a poet, and therefore his Quran is to be seen as divine law and not as a book of a human being made for education or entertainment." You've been listening to Muhammad A to Z, Chapter 1. This is your host, Yusuf Estes. We want to invite you to tune in to our regular broadcasts 24 hours a day, where we're always broadcasting at IslamAlways.com. You'll find this and other interesting audios and videos available for you to download and use and enjoy from IslamAlways.com. Until next time, Salaam Alaikum.